Welcome once again to Health Tips from Janet. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed clinical nutritionist, with information today about nutrient deficiency symptoms associated with coenzyme Q10. And I know that there are plenty of people out there possibly who've been using prescription strength statin drugs meant to lower their overall cholesterol. Possibly there are listeners out there who are using red yeast rice, which is a natural statin also associated with lowering overall cholesterol. And what you users of those statin substances need to know, in addition to lowering your cholesterol, those substances, statin substances, either the statin class drugs or red yeast rice, those substances are reducing your coenzyme Q10 levels. Now that's serious stuff. When you lower your CoQ10 levels, you reduce the efficiency with which your heart functions. And it's absolutely critical to reverse a deficiency of coenzyme Q10. You can do blood tests that tell you what your coenzyme Q10 status might be, and you might be very surprised to find that your levels are low. And keep in mind, what I recommend is not just normalizing your levels, but rather optimizing, making the levels in your blood of coenzyme Q10 in an optimal range. And so what I'm going to say is in the top third of the range, that would be your goal for coenzyme Q10. It's very interesting when you start to think about what the symptoms of a coenzyme Q10 deficiency might be like. You think, oh, that could be me. Congestive heart failure. And how many times would someone consult a cardiologist with regard to heart difficulties and heart symptoms, be diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and there would be a range of pharmaceuticals being recommended. However, very, very rarely do you find a physician who is going to suggest, number one, let's correct your coenzyme Q10 status. High blood pressure. How many people out there are taking medication, all different kinds of medication for high blood pressure, when indeed a combination of natural substances, certainly including CoQ10, would be very, very helpful, possibly achieving a change in blood pressure where their medication could be reduced. The dosage taken every day could be a little bit lower. And that interaction of their pharmaceutical along with the CoQ10, they get what they need to normalize blood pressure. As a nutritionist, I speak to so many individuals who have been diagnosed with mitral valve prolapse, and certainly the suggestion that using coenzyme Q10 could minimize the dysfunction of the mitral valve, that is such a simple solution to an issue that plagues so many people. And just one other recommendation, check your thyroid function, check your body temperature, make sure it's over 98 degrees if you've been diagnosed with mitral valve prolapse. And keep in mind that a lot of people have a very, very minimal issue with the prolapse, and that is not a significant health threat. You do want to have a cardiologist that you're working with that is able to monitor you, but keep that coenzyme Q10 in mind because it can help. Once again, when I'm talking to people, one of the most common complaints that I hear about is fatigue. And if you could have your heart moving a greater volume of blood through the chambers of your heart, if you could have a greater level of oxygenation, of your blood and your brain, coenzyme Q10 is able to be supportive of that oxygenation, and you're going to have a minimal situation with regards to fatigue. You can feel so much more energized, so much more connected and involved when it comes to overcoming fatigue, and you do it with coenzyme Q10. As people age, I speak to a lot of people who have been told by their dentist that they have inflamed or receding gums, that they have gingivitis, that they really need to be very, very attentive to the health of their gums, or their teeth are at risk. So one of the ways to oxygenate the mucous membranes, the gums in your mouth, coenzyme Q10. You will go for your 3-month cleaning, 6-month cleaning, whatever the routine is that you've established with your dental hygienist. And in just 3 months, as little as 3 months, your hygienist can tell you, boy, there has been a dramatic turnaround in how your gums look. And time and time and time again, we're told, well, you need to support your vitamin C levels to overcome any gingivitis and dysfunction in the gums of your mouth. And what truly, in combination with that vitamin C, can make a huge turnaround is coenzyme Q10. Maybe you have been diagnosed with some sort of arrhythmia. Coenzyme Q10, found in the highest concentration of the cells of your heart, CoQ10 is able to support how your heart functions and minimizes those arrhythmias. Possibly your immune system is a bit at risk. Oxygenation that is achieved when you're using coenzyme Q10, oxygenation of your blood and tissues, truly makes a difference with regard to how your immune system functions. The higher your oxygen level in your blood and tissues, the more efficiently your immune system is going to work. Perhaps you're taking a very powerful antioxidant formula that you're preventing free radical damage to your healthy cells. Well, coenzyme Q10 is one of the most powerful antioxidants that you can choose. And most importantly, one of the dangers associated with cholesterol levels is oxidation of your LDL cholesterol. That's when there is a danger from cholesterol, when it is oxidized. And coenzyme Q10 can stop that oxidation process of the LDL cholesterol. So supporting your status with regard to coenzyme Q10 is so critically important. And unfortunately, far too many people are dealing with a deficiency. Once again, you want to optimize your levels of coenzyme Q10. You don't necessarily want to just merely get yourself in the so-called normal range. If you want to address a coenzyme Q10 deficiency very, very quickly, if for some reason you need to raise your CoQ10 levels very fast, then the form of coenzyme Q10 that you need to choose is called ubiquinol. The original form of coenzyme Q10, usually available in capsules and tablets and chewables and liquids, is called ubiquinone, and it does a lovely job of maintaining your CoQ10 levels, overcoming a deficiency. However, if you want to do that CoQ10 level rise very, very quickly, what you want is ubiquinol. You can find coenzyme Q10 in oily fish, so pick out those salmon. Wild-caught Alaskan salmon is my choice. You might think about trout. You might think about tuna. Any of the oily fish, you're going to find coenzyme Q10. Organ meats. And I know that when I say organ meats, unfortunately, far too many people say, I don't really like liver. I'm not going to eat animal organs. Well, for some people, the way to address, if you don't want to take a supplement and you want to begin supporting your CoQ10 levels, you might consider free-range, organically raised liver from animals that have never been exposed to antibiotics, pesticides, herbicides, and hormones. So coenzyme Q10 should be a base component of your nutrition program. It should be supported with the foods that are going to be helpful for coenzyme Q10 content, as well as using possibly in the range of 200 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 in a supplement. There was a study done a number of years ago with regard to relieving symptoms of Parkinson's disease, the tremors associated with Parkinson's disease, the stiff movements associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, and the study was going to use very high doses of CoQ10, and the researchers thought that the level of CoQ10 intake possibly would create some negative side effects. There has been a lot of information about the benefits of CoQ10 used with a Parkinson's diagnosis. However, the very, very high doses of coenzyme Q10 actually produced the best results, and there were no negative side effects. So you can consider, if you are dealing with arrhythmias, if you're dealing with extreme fatigue, high blood pressure, certainly discuss with your physician about the advisability of either using 2, 3, possibly 400 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 supplementally per day. And if you are dealing with a serious illness and you must raise your CoQ10 levels very quickly, then the form to choose is ubiquinol.